Welcome to part two in the interview with Leo Drozdoff, Nevada Department of Conservation Director, and John Laird, California Natural Resources Secretary. This interview was recorded following a presentation the two men made at the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, Regional Plan Update Committee on August 2nd. They presented the recommendations of the California-Nevada consultation process, which Secretary Laird referred to as a historic accomplishment, but not the end, just the beginning.
So on that note about the future and the state staying involved, there are some real sort of mechanical pieces of this that are still on the horizon. And by that, I mean legislation, budget process in the two states. John, in our interview this time last year, you said the last thing we want is to be locked into disputes by laws on both sides, and that efforts have been made to look at the parameters of this discussion. So, Leah, I'll start with you and then go to you, John. With regard to Nevada Senate Bill 271 and the California budget language, what mechanisms are you employing to address each state's concerns in Tahoe? So Nevada, for example, Nevada Senate Bill 271 talks about changing the voting requirements. It comes out of a cultural space that maybe we are or not in currently, but the language remains, and you're going into a legislative session in 2013. What are the challenges and opportunities inherent in that?
Well, I think the opportunities are that we didn't, as you said, we didn't have any of this. All we had was a fair amount of frustration, perhaps even some bad blood, and really didn't have anything positive to build on other than our sort of collegial calls. I think as part of this process, there's an element of sort of yearly and multi-year check-ins. You know, there's yearly updates, assuming that the regional plan update goes with the recommendations that we've provided. So I think, I guess my working hypothesis is that, people's tension levels will come down if things start to work. Mm-hmm. If we've put a lot of faith and trust in sort of the ability for TRPA to work with local governments and move things along, and again, and I guess even before that is just this notion that, the plan won't be litigated by a million people. So I think, I continue to think that the way that this thing will resolve itself is to continue to make progress to demonstrate that progress and then to show that there are solutions out there. And I think that's sort of my strategy over the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm. It sounds your comments echo the public comment made today by Steve Robinson, who's on the TRPA board, and he said he was echoing Alan Biaggi, his predecessor's comments, in saying that TRPA might not work unless we can get beyond litigation, and now we have an imperfect vehicle, but a vehicle to proceed. So maybe we're en route to making TRPA a functional organization, which is my interpretation. Maybe we're en route to making the relationship between the states in Tahoe a functional one.
Well, I think that's right, and just, I know John wants to jump in. I mean, We have invested, as we talked about, a lot of dollars and time and the like, and we really feel like there's a chance that things can be changed. But we really just have to kind of see if that's true. I mean, we really have to see if all of this hard work that we've tried to push across the finish line is going to materialize into something positive. I believe it will. But I think we have to be careful not to force too much too fast either. This almost has to grow a little bit organically, but we have to be mindful of when there's setbacks and when there's things to note as improvements. And I think that's where the state's roles continue to be important.
And just as Leo said, we have to wait to see if it works. What we've done is set the table. And so we've done that now in a way that didn't exist before. And with regard to California's budget language, and that was a struggle because I think initially there was a desire to be as combative as they had perceived Nevada to be. And part of this was talking them down. And while there's some language on the thresholds of light clarity and gathering information and dealing with the substance of the issue, there's also language that allows me on April 1st, after consulting with the Attorney General, to say that the regional plan is satisfactory to me. So that is sort of a chicken and an egg, but we've done the right thing. So if what Leo and I proposed today gets adopted, I should have no trouble certifying that the plan is okay. And since the Attorney General stood up at the hearing and basically said we support it, it lines up against that budget language as long as we can move this all the way through and land the plane. And so I feel like it gives us an end point to where the legislature was involved. And yet, during the summit, legislators will be coming up here and I think talking to each other, which I don't think has happened before. That's just the latest thing that's new. And, you know, so hopefully we can step back from some of the brinksmanship that existed in recent years.
Fabulous.
This is the end of part two in the four-part conversation with Director Drozdoff and Secretary Laird. Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.